Maxi Mobile.
I did. And you?
We didn't do anything at all this year. Just me and the wife at the house. So it was nice and quiet.
Felt good. At least you got to enjoy each other's company.
How's everybody been the last 2 weeks? Haven't talked to you.
What? I've been off the radio. This car doesn't have a heater in it, so I've been driving alternate vehicles. This morning ain't too bad, so I decided to take it. But, I mean, all my immediate family is doing good. I hadn't really talked to much of the radio peoples.
As far as I know, everybody's doing good. Ken won't be on here this morning. He's got to drive his pickup truck, and it doesn't have a radio in it, so he won't be here this morning.
Ken in a while.
Everybody's got a different schedule now, and it's hard to get together.
Both Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday off of work. I had to work I worked Tuesday, Wednesday, and today, and we've just been busy. I got two guys with COVID that are out, and that's kind of thrown us in a little bit of a tailspin.
Anybody that's working has got more work than they can do and can't find the employees to do it. And then you got all these places standing around because they don't want to work, complaining they ain't got no work. Well, I know why, because most of them don't show up for work.
I forget what magazine had it, but they called it the Year of the Employee 2021 because you can come to work late, you can sash your boss, whatever you want to do, you can do it because people know they can't fire you, they can't replace you, they can't get any help.
But I deal with a lot of mom and pop shops that are complaining they don't have any work, they can't get any work. Well, it's because they don't come in and stay there like they're supposed to. They're not working from 8 to 5 or 8 to 6, whatever it is. A constant schedule. They just take off when they want to and don't tell anybody. Just don't come in till 10, 10:30, 11 o'clock. Go take 2 or 3 hour lunches. And, you know, I don't get it. I don't understand why they think they're going to make it that way.
Yeah, I don't see how in the world you can do that. And I don't see what people are living off of. I mean, if you're not working, I don't know where they're getting their money.
That's what I can't put together. How are you living when your work ethic is so bad like this?
People got used to unemployment, figured they could live off of that. And some people were unemployed for so long, I know psychologically it affects them.
And then they're still getting this child credit, you know, up to $300 for each kid they got. So, I mean, they're still getting money. Oh, I know it's not, but when you get 3 or 4 kids and you're getting that kind of money, and then you realize, I only have to earn $2,000 a month, so I don't have to work very much. Have you talked to Ed this past couple weeks?
This past week, I just wished him a happy Thanksgiving.
Here. I mentioned to him, though, that maybe trying to get together on 80 meters or something like that, get all of us together one evening. I'll try to set that up where we can all get together since we hadn't talked to each other in a while now. I talk to Ken of a morning, and then every now and then I catch Andrew, and on Thursdays, I managed to come out early enough to catch you. But I haven't talked to Tim and Ed in months.
Well, Tim's at work at 4 a.m., so you're not going to probably talk to him much. Work's just been kind of that crazy. And then I don't really talk to Ken that much because he doesn't get on till about the time I need to be at work. I do hit Andrew every now and then.
Yeah, I just want to say it's like everybody's schedule changed. And we don't have Ed to hold the group together anymore, so it's like everybody's going their separate way.
He's a glue. Try a white oak on my base, and I can hit white oak. I tried for radio check. I didn't get anybody on that frequency, but I got the repeater responding back to me.
Pretty good. Can you hit it on your mobile, or have you programmed it in yet?
No, I haven't. I just have not taken the time. I need to do that because I'd like to try it out.
Well, I haven't programmed it into mine either. I just hit the VFO button instead of memory and tune over to that frequency, and the radio takes care of the rest of it since there's no tone on it. It's a pretty easy one just to tune in real quick.
Do you ever hear anybody on there?
I talked to a couple guys yesterday on there. Nothing like this repeater, but there is people on it. And I found out, or Steve was telling me where it was at, so he said if you're right there where 176 crosses 26, and parking, if you're parking at Wendy's parking lot and look to the north, you're looking right at the repeater. So it's sitting right there on the mountain on the edge of 26.
Good deal. Well, I'm gonna do that. I'll try to do that this weekend. Get that set in my car.
When I get to that dead spot, I can jump over on it and have good coverage.
Thursday, we can try it out.
Two guys you got out with COVID, they doing okay?
So far, they're doing okay. Down with some kind of cold. Been taking me some Alka-Seltzer Plus yesterday. It ain't COVID, but my little grand boy, he had the sniffles and runny nose and all. Last Friday, they spent the night with us. I think I got what he had.
Sellers will pass that stuff around in just a second.
You don't think nothing about it.
Sure, that's one thing they'll share without even knowing it.
The zinc and something else. There's a formula out there. It's not, maybe it's codeine, but it's supposed to be what hydroxychloroquine is derived from. So I've been taking 1,000 milligrams of that and zinc every morning. And then I've been taking about 2,500 milligrams of vitamin C. I'm surprised I got that cold.
I have a regimen of vitamins I'm taking. 5 pills every morning. Vitamin C, zinc, something else. I don't remember what all it is. But GNC packages it together just for that. And seems to be working for me so far.
Stay just a little bit on the upper hand on COVID. I get a ton of different people come through that shop from all over the country. And so just trying to take some precautions.
Here, the number of people I see every day, it wouldn't be nothing for me to get it.
Oh, I bet. I mean, and those people see a ton of people every day.
So I've just been trying to do what I can without having to worry about it. I mean, I don't know what else to do.
Well, can. And that's all you can do. I don't go around wringing my hands over the deal. This thing's been a political weapon for some time. I'm not saying it's not real. I had it. I had it back in January, but good golly. You talk about overreach of the government. But anyhow, I take a little bit more than just what I listed out. I can't remember the names of none of that stuff. Either unless I'm reading the package it's in, and I can't remember all of it. Just printed out in my phone of everything that you take to kind of prevent it from getting into your lungs and fighting it off and this and that and the other. So, I mean, I've got it written down. And I've got that stuff that I get it from Amazon. And so I've got it. If somebody asked me, I could find it. But I couldn't tell you that off the top of my head for nothing. There with you. I got other things to fill my brain with that I need every day. Yeah. I don't know what we're going to do if they pass this mandate stuff and get through with it. You're going to put even more people out of work. I don't know what's going to happen there. Not playing their game. It doesn't matter to me what else they say they're going to do. I'm just not going to comply. Here, I'm not taking it. I don't trust it. I don't trust their government anymore. So I don't know what else to tell them. Stuff is FDA approved. You know, they lied about that. The only FDA-approved vaccine was in the U.K. It wasn't even available at the time he said it in the U.S. And it's still just an emergency approval. It's basically an experimental drug. But there's no way I'm taking it. I'm with you. I don't know what they're going to do or what they're going to be able to do, but, you know, you got all these businesses trying to push that you got to have it, and now they're talking to interstate travel. You want to have to have it for truck drivers anyway, is what I was hearing. If you do that, you're going to kill this country. I think those guys might call their bluff. You know, Biden has been basically being slapped down by all these federal judges. I mean, there's nobody in the court system supporting that. So I don't know. You know, they're supposed to come out today with a list of new restrictions because of Omicron, which is kind of an ominous name for that virus. And it's nowhere near as bad as the Delta variant, according to the doctors over there in Africa. But they're supposed to be the most restrictive that he's come out with. But whatever, whatever they want to do, I ain't playing.
Get there with you, Mike. But I'm going to have to say 7-3s. I'm in the black hole over here. It was good to talk to you this morning. You and Tim, be safe out there. 7-3, until we get to be talk on down the log. KO4HX, I'll be clear.
All right, 7-3, it's good to talk to you. You're the first person I talked to all week. So, 7-3's to you and your family, and you be careful in your travels, and we'll catch up with you next week. Try that other frequency out. Take care. KK4NXC.